The de Blasio administration is launching an $18 million pretrial supervision program meant to keep thousands of New Yorkers out of Rikers Island while they wait to go on trial. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports on how it's supposed to work.
Come to order. Court is back in session.
This is Night Court, the arraignment part in Brooklyn a few weeks ago.
She adamantly denies the charges here.
Legal aid attorney Dorothy Hughes is arguing against bail for a woman charged with selling crack cocaine to an undercover police officer.
Fully intends on testifying before any grand jury. I do recognize she has a bench warrant history.
But the woman had a handful of prior convictions, including a felony, and a history of missing court. The judge set bail at $1,000. It's a nonviolent crime, exactly the kind of case the pretrial supervision program is meant to handle. And there are already examples of how it might work. In Brooklyn, the Center for Court Innovation runs a small pilot program supervising misdemeanor defendants at high risk of not returning to court. Adam Mansky, the operations director, says 85% are able to avoid detention altogether, and only 12% end up sentenced to jail.
If you think about trying to ratchet down the use of incarceration, not only are we getting people out now during this detention period, which amounts for a lot of the use of city jails like Rikers, but also reducing the likelihood that they're going to get some kind of jail sentence at the end.
There are other approaches, too. The Bronx Defenders launched a fund that posts low bail for defendants who can't afford it. Unlike the supervision programs, defendants aren't required to check in. The fund posted $500 bail in a 2013 DWI case for a defendant, Billy Laurent.
I would have lost my job, my car, everything.
According to the city, more than 45,000 people are held on bail every year. The mayor's new program will help about 2,300 of them. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
The goal of the new program is not only to help defendants, but to reduce the population at the city's struggling Rikers Island jail complex. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has that part of the story.
According to the city, roughly 325,000 people are arraigned in New York City in a given year, and 14%, or 45,000 of them, cannot make bail, at least not immediately. And so they go straight to jail, most likely Rikers Island, where there's been huge spikes in violence and neglect, including several deaths in recent years. Liz Glazer, who heads the Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice, says shrinking the jail population is one way to make Rikers a safer, more functional place.
At the end of the day, a smaller population and a population that stays there for shorter periods of time definitely reduces stress within the institution, both for staff and inmates. But there are lots of pieces to reducing the jail population, and this is just one part of it.
Glazer says the new program will begin next year. Nonviolent defendants will be released and monitored at different levels. Some will be required to come to meetings, maybe once a week. Others would just get phone calls and reminders about their next court date, while others would be referred to social service programs. Heather McDonald from the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank, believes supervised release is an important tool in shrinking the size of both jail and prisons, as long as the monitoring is meaningful.
You have to understand that your behavior is being monitored and that there are consequences for your decisions. And those consequences don't have to be huge, but they have to be certain and immediate.
The program is based on two pilots operating in Queens and Manhattan. So far, the city says 87% of defendants return to court and don't commit new crimes while they're out. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.